This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's oil production has not rebounded from the pandemic. CPR's Ben Marcus says the industry expects that to change soon.
Colorado drillers pumped 30% less oil this year compared to the same period last year. Dan Haley is with the Colorado Oil and Gas Association.
What you're really looking at is the result of what I would call a triple black swan event.
First, COVID hit. Then international producers flooded the market with oil, and Colorado enacted tough new rules on drillers. But the economy is finally reopening, meaning more need for oil.
You'll begin to see that come back through what I would call steady growth through 2021.
In large part, because oil prices are rising. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A new scholarship fund for Colorado's community colleges aims to help diversify the state's healthcare system. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The $1 million gift from Kaiser Permanente will create a 15-year endowment fund. At least 28 scholarships will be awarded each year to students from underrepresented groups studying at one of the state's 13 community colleges. Experts say a more diverse healthcare workforce improves communication between providers and patients, increases patient trust, and expands access to care. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says jobs in the healthcare field are expected to grow 15% over the next 8 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
CDOT says crews are reopening I-70 in Glenwood Canyon after a brief safety closure. This is CPR News.